Hello, everyone. Welcome to a blessing and anniversary for the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii.
Woohoo!
Show it.
Oh.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
Nice to see you all here. It's if you can just imagine that you're sitting in a huge auditorium just filled with lilies and flowers and light. And I am Reverend Laura, and I am one of the directors and teachers here at the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii. And I'm going to start us off with a meditation. You guys want to do a short meditation? Real short. Sounds like a good thing to do.
Yes.
Woohoo! So this meditation, some of you are new here, so this will be a meditation. You. Some of you have graduated and have been with the center for many, many, many years. Some of you just a year or two and just beginning. So I want to welcome us all from many places and stages in our lives. All is welcome here in this sanctuary. And this meditation, very short, but it's going to allow us to really get here and be prepared for this event. So I'll have you all just close your eyes. I just notice a couple of really long, deep breaths. Just be aware of your body and your breathing. And noticing your feet on the floor. If you want, if you're a little excited, you can do a little drum dance with your feet. It always helps. Mm-hmm. Noticing your feet, noticing your butt bone there. Maybe do a little a bun dance. We affectionately call sitting in our chairs. And just again, being aware of your body and just being aware that you can be right there in the center of your head, right behind your eyes. And we're going to create an image. And this is going to be an image that you're going to ground with. So it could be something like a tree. You know, trees grow roots down into the earth. It could be a waterfall as the water's gravitational pull just pulls it down to the earth. Or a beam of colored light. Whatever shows up for you. And this image is going to be what we call a grounding cord. And so just see that image really clear in your mind's eye, third eye, clairvoyant space. And as you see that image, I want you to imagine that you can take that image and put it right there on your root chakra, which is your first chakra, which is right there at the base of your spine. And that first chakra, right, called a root chakra in Sanskrit, it can grow that grounding cord, that image, down into the center of the earth, rooting you into the earth, connecting your body, giving your body a way of just connecting and releasing any energy it wants to release. So you can just imagine this while you're breathing. Just imagine you're right in the center of your head, watching that first chakra grow that image into the center of the earth. Just imagine you can just flip that grounding onto release. So then your body gets to relax and just release any tension, anything it's been holding onto. So you're grounding, you're getting present in your body. And now what I'd like you to do is just imagine a golden sun, golden, 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 your imagination, your brand of gold, and just a big, bright, golden sun above your head. This is your essence, your frequency, your vibration, and you're just collecting up your energy from the past and the future so you can be totally and fully present and aware of the energy that's set in this space for you. Notice that gold. And then imagine that gold can just melt, shine in right through the top of your head, right through the middle of you, all the way down that grounding cord. And just keep, you can make several golden suns, just keeping them pouring in, really replenishing, revitalizing your space. Let that golden sun just shine brightly and come in through your whole body, out to your. So you're resetting, you're setting your energy the way you would like it. Nice. And when you're all filled in, you can just bend. What we like to do is just bend over, open our eyes, maybe touch your toes. Give yourself a hug and a squeeze. And just rest there right behind your eyes. And just notice the energy that's set in here today. Again, as I said, the Clairvoyant Center is a sanctuary and a school to become aware of energy, just like what we're doing here for meditation, for spiritual seekers. So the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii, I'm going to talk a little bit about it for a couple of minutes before we have some students come up and talk a little bit about their experience at the Clairvoyant Center. So the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii is a nonprofit sanctuary school for spiritual seekers, for people who want to become aware of energy, themselves, and all energies, all other energies, and much more. We're a global community. And the center started in the March of 1997. That's why we celebrate in March and April, 25 years ago. I think I got my math right, on the Big Island of Hawaii. So several people there on the Big Island back in 1997 learned of a woman that our founder, who you will get to hear from in a little bit, Lisa French, that this woman came from California and ran many clairvoyant centers there. She knew of teachings that could teach you how to develop your clairvoyance. And so this group, this very first group of eight, started learning in the living room on the Big Island. They soon grew, the center soon grew into a center in town and brought the teachings to the whole island community. So more and more people started getting curious and interested and wanting to learn about clairvoyance and psychic abilities. And then shortly after about 10 years, the center grew even more and started going global. And there were many, many tourists that were coming to the center's healing clinics, their psychic fairs, their readings, and they expressed wanting to learn the tools that the students were demonstrating. So here we are, 25 years later, a global community. And from people all from different backgrounds, from different countries, many different countries in Europe, we've got Singapore, Kuwait, South America, Africa, Canada, all over the United States and the Hawaiian Islands. So this Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii is a community effort run by a board of directors and staff members that share a dream to help people wake up to their natural gifts as clairvoyants and to heal and to grow in psychic kindergarten and playful amusement. We want to play with our tools, have some fun with our tools. It is a great validation to have this amazing sanctuary and school to learn and grow and celebrate spirit. So I'd like to thank you all for being here and coming and celebrating our 25th anniversary and blessing. Thank you all for being here. So I'd like to introduce some of the students that are coming up to tell us about their experience here at the center, but just give a simple story, a quick little story about what it's like to be a student here, what they've learned. So the first person that I would like to call up is Maureen Takano. Mm-hmm. Takano. All right, I got that right. Maureen Takano.
Yay.
Hey, Maureen is she is a student now in the Advanced Clairvoyant Program. Hi, Maureen. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. All right. Thank you, Reverend Laura. So, hi, everybody. My name is Maureen. And in the early days of my program, I was appointed the head of the Out of Control Healers Anonymous group in the Tuesday class. And that's because other people's problems always felt like my problems, since I cared about them. And I didn't know how to not feel what others were feeling. And being a sensitive person, I was often walking around on eggshells when interacting with people and my environment. Before I trained with these clairvoyant tools, my main tool I'd use in overwhelming situations was the running away tool. Maybe some of you have heard of it. So anyway, I want to share one of my earliest breakthroughs after I had started the training program. I had been experiencing magic and miracles in reading spaces weekly, but I wasn't using the tools as much outside of classes in my daily life. And so, honestly, as a beginner, I didn't have the ability to recognize when I'd become ungrounded, so I wouldn't really use the tools very spontaneously. In class or reading space, I would know when I wasn't grounded because my teacher would affectionately tell me to get down from the ceiling. But anyway, that awareness for me grew over time. So finally, there was this one time at home when I recognized that I was really ungrounded. Things had accumulated to the point where I felt pretty messy inside. And so I sat down to use my tools and decided to make a little game out of it. So how long will it take me to shift the energy? It felt like I would need to take a whole day off from life plus a piece of chocolate cake to recoup. But instead, I just sat and used my tools to see what would happen. So I grounded, I ran my energy, and used the rose blowing tool. And in just 7 minutes, I had completely shifted out of that funk. And I was sitting in a calm and grounded state, like, oh my God, what had I been so riled up about? These tools really work. So this early breakthrough still sticks with me because I remember thinking that, like, okay, all the thousands of dollars I spent on vacations and chocolate over the years when I could have just grounded, ran my energy, and blown roses. Right? So now I'm in my second year of training, and I can keep a better eye on my energetic boundaries throughout the day. I can be talking to someone and clear energy, and they don't even have to know. And occasionally, I can clear enough to the point where my thinking mind goes totally quiet, and I can just be present with a beautiful sense of stillness inside, even while walking through the busy city streets, or while getting honked at for driving too slow. And I don't even remember the last time I had to use the running away tool. I have a new, more effective tool. So I really have so much love and gratitude for this amazing spiritual sanctuary, finding the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii and learning from and playing with all the magical people here has been a dream come true for me. So thank you.
Wow, thank you.
Yay.
Thank you.
That was really beautiful. Thank you, Maureen. Wow. Yay. So now I'd like to bring up Nate Bartling. And Nate is in the Advanced Clairvoyant class also. Here you go, Nate. Welcome.
Awesome. Thanks, Laura. Mm-hmm. Hi, everyone. Welcome. My name is Nate Bartling, and
hello.
I've been growing with the Clairvoyant Center ever since we had the physical location above Annie's Burgers on the Big Island 10 years ago. And when I was asked if I'd like to share an experience that came from my exposure to the center, a lot of different stories came to mind. Many of them were filled with miracles and a lot of supernatural shifts in energy. But when I really sat with it, I realized the most profound thing that happened happened in a much more subtle way. When I was a young kid, very similar to Maureen, I'd been really sensitive to vibrations and emotions. People call it hypersensitive or empathetic. as I'm sure a lot of you have experienced. Whatever it's called, it involved me being able to feel information at an overwhelming rate that my body couldn't keep up with. If I was around other people, I could feel what they were feeling, and I could feel things they didn't know they were feeling. This led to a lot of problems in school and socially, and just being overwhelmed. I didn't know how to handle feeling everything from everyone, everywhere, all the time. So over time, I started to have panic attacks and anxiety, and I was kind of stuck in a permanent fight or flight state for a really long time. And I was doing everything I could to cover up these feelings and going down some dark path to do that, you know. But when I finally found the clairvoyance center, the light at the end of the tunnel appeared. Over time, I learned what was going on inside me and was given the tools to be able to separate what energy wasn't mine and what energy was mine, and find the peace in my body and mind and emotions and spirit, and still doing it. It's taken time, but with a lot of dedication and a lot of support, I've been able to finally take the emotions that aren't mine and give them back to the people they belong to. And I've learned how to hold my own emotions and energy in a place that supports my spirit and body. And I've even learned how to be exposed to extreme emotions sometimes and sit in a state of compassion. So it's really been a complete 180 for me. It's given my body a lot of relief too. The Clairvoyance Center has changed my life over and over again, and it still does every week. And without it, I don't know where I'd be. And I'm just so thankful to all my teachers and all the students I've been able to work with for holding space and supporting a system that helped me cultivate my inner peace again. I'm finally able to know what feelings are mine, and in doing so, I can learn to love who I am and explore the world with playful excitement again. I really hope that everyone has the experience where they're able to feel this kind of relief as well. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Yay. And our last person coming up, Diana Forrester, and Diana is in the teachers program. So here you go, Diana.
All right. Thanks, Reverend Laura. Hello, everyone. My name is Diana. Welcome. So today I wanted to share a story with you guys that illustrates one of the things I'm most grateful for learning as a student here at the Clairvoyance Center. And that is how to create a rainbow out of a rain cloud. And a few years before I had taken any classes at the Clairvoyance Center, I had lost my purse. Actually, I used to lose things a lot before I took any clairvoyant classes. But I was really upset because in that purse was a really special pendant of my late grandmother's. And it was really unique. It was this beautiful gold crescent moon, and it had a woman's face on it. And she used to wear it every day, so I really felt connected to my grandmother through that necklace. So when I lost it, I really beat myself up. You know, how could I have done something so stupid? And I was super harsh, and it really created a lump in my heart, you know, of that that self-hatred and then the sadness that I had lost that pendant forever. So a few years later, I took the Clairvoyance 101 class, and one of the tools you learn is how to work with your energy and mock up manifesting something you want. So I decided to use that tool and mock up having that pendant come back to me. So, you know, I was still feeling that sadness even, you know, years later, that sense of loss. And so a couple months later, after I had worked on it in my meditation, I was at the farmer's market, and there was a gentleman selling some crystals and jewelry, and I'm taking a look around, and then I see this moon pendant catch my eye. And I pick it up, and I realize, oh, my goodness, this is the same exact imprint of my grandmother's pendant. the same woman's face on the moon. And it was just silver instead of gold. And at that moment, there were just so many incredible feelings rushing through me, you know, just seeing that the image and the picture of this pendant in my hand. And it was just a complete miracle. And I was so amazed that the pendant came back to me as a result of using my clairvoyant tool. It really brought everything to life. And then in that moment, I just felt so loved. And, you know, the universe was really there to support me. And it was in that moment that that lump in my heart really started releasing and melting. And now I have this pendant, and I can always see it and remember my grandmother wearing it every day. So that experience, it was really powerful for me, and it opened my eyes that not only am I able to create miracles with my clairvoyance, but I'm also able to heal myself. And I've really enjoyed the gift of self-discovery, self-acceptance, and forgiveness as part of my journey here at the Clairvoyance Center. So I'm just so grateful to the center and the staff for sharing and teaching these tools and allowing us all to create our rainbows from the rain clouds. Thank you.
Wow.
Yay.
Yeah. Great story. That's awesome. Thanks. Thank you all, Maureen, Nace, Diana, for sharing your stories. And, yeah, so inspiring. And, yeah, thank you. So now I'd like to introduce the founder that I was talking about earlier, the founder of the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii that started back in 1997, Reverend Lisa French, and she has studied with Louis Boswick, who she will talk about, who started all this work and has been doing this work for many, many years. I think since you've been in your 20s, yeah? Very grateful for Lisa to bring this work to the Big Island of Hawaii and for all of us at the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii. So without further ado, I'd like to bring up Reverend Lisa French. Hey, Lisa, here you go.
Thanks, Laura. Welcome. Hello, everybody. Nice to see you. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, good to see you here in this beautiful sanctuary. I don't know if you can smell the lilies, but they're kind of amazing. I was excited that our blessing is right after Easter, so we can use that energy. Yeah, but I'll talk about that. I'm going to do a couple little blessings and light candles. I'll tell you as I go along, and then we're going to do a meditation and healing for ourselves, and we're going to let this 25 years of clairvoyant magic and miracles give all of us a healing. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So this first candle, I'm going to light this candle, and this blessing here is just, you can imagine that I am standing in front of you at a table, got two candles on it, kind of up on a stage in front of you, and I'm lighting the first golden candle here. There we go. Aww. May it be with the blessings of Great Spirit and this beautiful Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii and all the beings of light and all those who have participated, that today we create really the culmination of 25 years of clairvoyant miracles, magic, healing, discoveries, wonders, adventures, and that every single person who's ever participated in the last 25 years in any way whatsoever, anyone who's crossed through, used the tools, experienced the sanctuary, the gateway, may it be with the blessings of the divine and of these 25 years that each one of us and all the people in the next 25 years who are to come has enough room to be ourselves, to discover acceptance, forgiveness, the ability to transform with humor. God bless humor. the ability to really come home to ourselves and find the truth in our own essence. And may this power of 25 years, just with so much grace, feed everyone. People who perhaps have never thought of this place for years, people who are still coming, all of us here and everywhere in between, may the multiple blessings just come forth and blossom. And coming with spring, with the energy rising up, with the resurrection energy of the Easter vibration, the rebirthing, may we all have magical Easter eggs of wonder, just each of us having the space to rebirth some part of our own dream. And we'll address that specifically in a minute. And really blessing this Clairvoyant Center for the next 25 years of wonders and miracles and transformation. Yeah, I'm amazed and impressed and excited for what is yet to come. If it's anything like what we've already had, it will be astounding. And then I'm going to light a second candle here. Lighting it. This one's purple. And this one is in honor of Dr. Lewis S. Bostwick and all the students and staff who have taught along the way. But Lewis, who is the founder of this work, who over 50 years ago brought this work through and put together this system, our school has been dedicated to, as much as possible, preserving the integrity of that original work because it is effective and awesome and empowering. Lewis is on the other side now, but we do see him quite a bit. And Lewis, your dream of candle lights flaming, burning with healing energy all over the world. 25 years of that, we celebrate this with you, with gratitude, with your help and work. And for 25 more years, we're excited to see what comes next. We thank you. And we thank everybody who's come along through this journey and been a teacher, a student, a participant in any kind, had a reading, a healing, experienced something. Thank you to everybody who has participated. What beautiful grace. So much gratitude. Yeah. A blessing. Great spirit, great beings of light, all those who honor and support us, the earth spirits, the animal spirits, the star beings, light beings everywhere. We ask your grace in this blessing today with the light of these candles and the light of our souls. But this blessing pours deeply into every person here, everyone who ever listens to this, everyone who's ever participated, and that it goes forward into the next 25 years of gifts, grace, awakening, awareness, light, of people getting stuck and unstuck, of getting lost and then getting found, of getting caught and then becoming free. May it be with your blessings, Great Spirit, that the clairvoyance, the vibration of illumination, of clear seeing with the eye of spirit keeps on thriving. Amen. Aho. And if you would all take a deep breath and simply close your eyes, relax. Laura talked a little bit about creating a grounding, a mental image picture that connects the base of your spine to the center of the planet. So let's go ahead and have that again. If you need to recreate it or it's there, you could have a big rainbow, you could have a tree trunk, you could have just a beam of golden light. The idea is it's a little bit hollow inside and clear around the outside. And when you ground the body, it stabilizes the body in time and space. Time and space can get a little tricky, as you well know. It stabilizes our bodies, makes it easier to be in the present moment. And it helps us release that which does not serve us. So maybe that's where we've gotten caught up in something. We're managing things that are not even ours. No, none of us would do that, right? Yeah. Sometimes just where we're holding on to worries or anxieties or the past or the future. So really growing clearly, having a great vision of that grounding, going all the way down to the center of this earth through all the layers of just the bedrock, right, and soil and minerals and all the gemstones and water, fire, everything, all the way to the center of the planet where it can be well rooted or hooked or whatever you want to say it, attached to the middle of the planet. And the grounding cord is really great for letting go of things that, you know, aren't working for us. And don't worry about hurting the planet. It's like a compost down there. It just goes down there and regenerates, goes back where it needs to. Yeah. And so as you breathe and really root your body to the center of the planet, you say hello to the blessing vibration and the power, like a wave. Imagine 25 years of clairvoyance built in a wave pattern. And it's golden with all kinds of incredible colors underneath that gold, lots of blue, bright greens and lavenders, all kinds of colors. And that wave is moving forward and strengthening us all. The energy's been built and it can support all of us. And as you ground and breathe today in this energy, you have the opportunity to let go of anything that you've been holding on to. Could be kind of the simple anxieties and worries, not sometimes not so simple, of daily life. Or it could be something a little bigger, something that you want to absolve yourself from that you've held on to. Maybe against yourself. Or something that happened that you've just never been able to let go of. Today would be a day to let go of the vibration of that. Sometimes we hold on to things like that so that they will never happen again, which is kind of, unfortunately, doesn't really work. It's like holding it in our energy system, we can experience more of it. So it's most joyful to simply let it go. Just go, okay, forgiveness. Yeah, we're all going forward into something new. We all get to ride the rebirthing vibrations of spring and Easter. Whether you have just joined us for the first time today or you've been here many times, this 25-year wave comes in and supports you in releasing and letting go of whatever has been an obstacle for you. Sometimes we hold on to things from others or past experiences. Sometimes we hold things against ourselves. You might know exactly what you want to let go of. You might go, I don't know, just all this gray fog or problem energy, or it doesn't really matter. Just breathe and let it go. Let it drain away. Pouring down that grounding, pouring, pouring, pouring. That grounding might get wider. You might have a waterfall of release going on. Is there anything you've been holding in your heart that it's time to let it go? Anywhere there's been a heartache, a loss, a hurt, a disappointment? Let's just let it go so that in this space where these things have been, we can bring in something new. We can resurrect some beauty in our lives. We can create some rich new joy. Some wonderful, perhaps undreamed of possibilities and potential. So few of us have any idea what our real potential is. It's profound. And the only way to find that true potential is to kind of let go of some of these things we've held on to. In this moment, there is so much support. There are all these light beings and angelic beings, and letting go allows us to become free. This school holds permission, agreement, and support to let go of what gets in the way of freedom. And it allows us space and the ability to create something new. But let's let go of the old for a moment. There you go. Just let it wash away. pouring out of you. Breathe into your heart. If there's a lump anywhere in your heart, let it pour out and down that grounding. Just going down. Beautiful. And maybe all the cells in your body start to release, and whatever heaviness or hurt or darkness or insufficiency that any of us might have held in this minute, as we all do this together, this wave of clairvoyant light, of all the miracles of 25 years of students and creativity and wonder, all the clearing and healing, that energy just comes right through and supports us all in letting go of something that maybe it's been a little rough to get to. We didn't even know consciously we were holding it. Right now we can let it go. Let your heart be light. Let not your heart be troubled. Breathe and let go. Clairvoyance is clear seeing, and yet we teach people, the most important thing we probably teach people is, besides grounding, is how to connect with the God of their heart. Each of us finding the way to connect to our higher self, which shows our heart the way of joy. A higher self has like a beautiful roadmap to joy. Yeah. And so as we let the heaviness go out of our hearts, the light can pour into them. We have to create enough space for that. Deep breath. There you go. Good job. And as all the heaviness washes away, we release the lumps, the bumps, the grumps. Don't forget the grumps. Sometimes when you're letting go, there's a, you know, if there's somebody that you've been trying to let go of, you might have to just let them go. You don't want to carry them around on your back, do you? Drop them down that grounding. There you go. Woo, beautiful. So many light beams supporting you to do this right now. And then you can create above your head a picture of a golden sun. And that golden sun, as you create that picture, is filled with your light because you created it, your energy, your creativity, your essence. And as we're letting go, we're going to want to replenish ourselves. We're going to want to give ourselves something so we don't just have an empty spot that might get filled with more who knows what indiscriminate yuck. There's a lot of it out there, right? Indiscriminate yuck. Yeah, we want to discriminate. We want to bring in our own gold. Yeah. So let that gold be bright and glorious and come pouring in to your aura, the electromagnetic field about arm's length around you. Let it pour in through the top of your head, your crown chakra. And let it come pouring through every cell in your body, all the energy centers, whether you're aware of them or not, right down into your bones, everywhere through your whole body, filled with light. And then imagine out in front of you a picture of something maybe like an Easter egg or an egg. And inside of that, is there one thing, one space in your life that you would like to resurrect using the energy of this time of year, right? Resurrect really just means rebirth, return to life, revive, restore, reanimate, transform. Yeah. What would you like to revive? Maybe it's your space of meditating. Maybe it's something in daily life, nutrition or exercise. Maybe it's an attitude or a state of being that you would like to revive. Maybe it's something that you want to create. Maybe you just let something appear in there. Maybe you know what you want to put into that egg. when thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be filled with light, and all the divisive energies, which there are so many, pour away down that grounding. So as you put whatever it is into that egg or let it appear there, something that you would like to rebirth, resurrect, transform, return to life, resuscitate, revive. Just right now, there's all this beautiful gold pouring in from the divine, from the source of all, whatever you call that, whatever that is in your heart, in your higher being, in your view. That golden light that comes and supports and loves and nourishes and cherishes us all. Let that golden light come into that egg of what you are reviving, resurrecting, bringing back, healing. And let it be blessed. Let these 25 years feed this moment right now where you can resurrect anything you want. Let that light pour into that and let the action of it inside the egg automatically begin to do that. And trust that it's just simply going to go into the path ahead of you. Right now, as that golden energy streams into that egg-shaped sphere out in front of you, that this rebirth is happening, the energetic of it, the seed of it. This is the seed. Yeah. And take a deep breath. Let that be very bright. And then you can take that egg and just put it in front of your feet and imagine that it rolls down the pathway into your future. And you have created this resurrection, this rebirth, and you will be walking forward and journeying with a lighter heart into this wonderful new space. Take a nice deep breath. And once again, create a big golden sun. And in that golden sun, create a picture of yourself, radiant, healthy, loved, in love with yourself and in love with life. Put a picture of what you would look like, in love with yourself, in love with life, radiant and healthy. Safe, aware, and clear, having your needs met. Maybe a little humor. And in that golden sun, when you create that picture of yourself, healthy, radiant, loved, and in love with life, with a little amusement, a little grace, it will nourish and feed you and bring you that. Let it come in. Let that golden light, let that picture come in. You have just let yourself and the universe and all the light beings know that this is your intention. What a great intention. Radiant you. And put your hand or hands over your heart chakra in the center of your chest for a moment. And just say out loud to yourself, hello, I love you.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah. And then just imagine another beautiful, bright, golden sun above your head and stretch your arms right into it. And thank you so much for joining us, for receiving the blessings of all this light, 25 years worth of clairvoyance. That's a lot of light we've built. Come join us if you're not already involved for the next 25 years or the next year or week or whatever works for you. So that some of that light can feed and nourish your soul. It's been built and it's ready and available for you and for all of us. You can stretch your body and open your eyes, and I'm going to hand what we have a talking stick, but it's a talking rose, to Reverend Samara, who's just going to give us a few announcements of some things that maybe you could do if you'd like to participate in this great big wave of light. Hey, Samara.
Hey, thank you, Lisa. That was so beautiful. We do have a lot of wonderful events coming up to celebrate our 25th anniversary and enjoy this magic of clairvoyance. this Wednesday, April 20th, we've got a psychic demo. It's at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Hawaii. That's a really fun space where you can just come and be and experience the clairvoyant magic. Our students are going to do a demonstration, and you don't have to participate at all, but you can. It's a really fun way to experience clairvoyance. The following day, April 21st, which is Thursday, we have a 30-minute free meditation service. We do this every month. This one's on healing in nature, which is perfect because I think that's Earth Day. So that one's 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Hawaii. Next week, we have a psychic fair. So you can come in and get a couple of readings from our students about any two topics of your choice. And there's lots of other fun things on the website. We've got male energy classes, female energy classes. You can sign up for any of the events on our website, clairvoyanthawaii.com, and just go to the calendar of events. If you're looking to go a little bit further and you're inspired to really practice clairvoyance and learn about these tools that our students were sharing about, we have a Clairvoyance 101 and 102 class. That's a 6-week class or a 12-week class if you do the 102 series as well. And that's really the starting point. It's an incredible series, and that one starts Wednesday, May 4th. It's at 5 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Hawaii, and 8 p.m. Eastern. And then for those of you who have taken Clairvoyance 101 and 102 and are looking to go even deeper, we do have a 2-year clairvoyant training program. The students today are in that program or have graduated from that program. It's a really powerful course. And we do have an anniversary enrollment special right now, really exciting. We'll give you a great discount. It's over $200 off the enrollment if you enroll this month in celebration of our anniversary. So if you're curious about that, if you're looking at that, you can just email us, hello@clairvoyanthawaii.com, and we'll get you enrolled in that. And then we always have fun events coming up every month, so you can get on our newsletter and check it out. And also, we are a nonprofit sanctuary, so if you feel like donating, we're always grateful to receive that. So we thank you so much for coming. We bless you on your journey. Thank you for joining us in this celebration today and for participating in Clairvoyance and the Clairvoyance Center of Hawaii. We wish you well, and may it be with your blessing, Great Spirit, that our blessing for today is now complete. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Aloha.